The Cloud for Vehicles? Today we're taking a look inside the Bosch IVS Slim, the tiny module responsible for detecting bumps, aggressive driving style, and smoke in fleet vehicles from car sharing, short-term car rental systems, where the lack of direct human supervision of the vehicle necessitates the use of precise automated telemetry. According to the official instructions, this telemetry module is trivially easy to install. It is glued directly to the windscreen of the car, and only the power and ground are connected. There is no plugging into the vehicle's CAN bus. The device is 100% self-contained and draws its power from the 12V DC installation, current consumption, approximately 500 milliamps. The schematic, seen above, already lifts the lid on what might be inside. The main SoC with CPU, communications and SIM card, and GPS, LTE and GPS antennas. Power section, smoke detector, IMU, accelerometer plus gyroscope, etc., and two microphones. Using publicly available documentation, we can still show what the product looks like just before assembly, and after mounting on the glass, one version of the power supply. Then all you have to do is register the device in the dedicated app. And this is what the control panel of such a fleet looks like. I couldn't find screenshots directly, only what's on the video. Source. That's how much information I was able to find about this device on the web. Now we look inside. The box was inconspicuous, and I almost overlooked it in the scrap. One side of it was covered in dirt, presumably the area that adhered to the glass. It wasn't encouraging, but I looked inside nonetheless. Made in Germany. Inside you can also see some sort of module, a SIM card, a micro USB connector, and a damaged power plug, probably 12 volts. I did not connect it to the power supply. I immediately decided to dismantle it. The distinctive Sensirion module is immediately recognizable as the SPS30, which is a dust air pollution sensor S7, PM1, PM2.5, PM4, PM10, with UART plus I2C communication. Not a bad deal for scrap hardware. Polish shops sell it for 1 and a 2 and a 300 PLN, although it can be imported from China several times cheaper. We look further afield. The two seals are from the microphones, according to the specification. The IPEX connector is from the antenna. The antenna is a Taugless FXUB892312 in flex format. It is glued around the case, 700 MHz to 8 GHz. The board is glued with its underside to the case. There are no components on there, although you can see the test pads. I guess the manufacturer of this product likes glue. It was hard to peel off. At the heart of the product is the Sierra Wireless WP7607 module, a Linux platform with secure 4G cellular communications with 3G, 2G support. Based on an ARM Cortex A7 core, 1.3 GHz, with rich peripherals including one USB, two UART, one I2C, 4 ADC ports, 189 GPIOs, 1 SPI, and a SIM card interface. SIM card slot, USB connector. I see an ADC3142 chip here, which is probably the TLV3020 ADC3140. An external ADC module for microphones, that would fit. Application, monitoring. This is what the microphone itself looks like. I then examined the section under one of the screens. I removed it with hot air. The LM73606R is the controller for the voltage step-down converter. You can tell by the fact that it's right next to the power connector. And by this inductor and capacitors. It converts the 12V input into, I'm betting, 3.3V for the communication module. I wasn't planning on running this, so in the end, I removed the screen of the module itself. The heart of the device, Qualcomm MDM9207 LTE modem. JSFC-BB3YH3FBG from Jeju Semiconductor is an LPDDR2 plus NAND MCP, 4GB SLC NAND plus 2GB LPDDR2 DRAM. 77661-11 is a multiband GSM LTE ID repeater from Skyworks. PMD9607. This was supposed to be a destructive teardown. I assumed that since the hardware was scrap, it was for disposal anyway. But out of curiosity, I plugged the unit into the power supply, removing the SIM card beforehand. At 12 volts, about 20 milliamps is drawn. Behind the inverter, it is 3.7V. The device is seen via USB, A web search suggests that th